It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Cynthia Schuster, in for Rob Ferret. Thanks for joining us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, most of downtown Racine is a food desert. And as the seasons change, access to healthy food can become even more difficult.
First, a report that was years in the making was finally released today, detailing the CIA's torture of suspected terrorists in the wake of the 9/11 attacks. Many of the findings in the report are already well known, but the difficult details have been left up to the imagination until now.
The report's release was the subject of fierce political debate in recent years. Supporters of the release say Americans deserve to know what was done to terror suspects in the name of their country, but critics say that the release threatens Americans abroad, and releasing the report during a time of war is a reckless action with possibly serious consequences.
Mike German joins us now. He's a fellow with the Brennan Center for Justice's Liberty and National Security Program. He's also a former FBI agent. Mike, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
This report is being billed by the New York Times and others as potentially pretty damning of the CIA. How is this report going over so far at home and abroad?
So I think it's going over pretty well. I mean, I think it was helped by Senator John McCain's statement that showed that there was some bipartisanship in the decision to release the report and the necessity of the report. So, as you said in the lead-in, none of the information is necessarily new. Certainly, there are significant new details, particularly the extent to which the CIA produced misleading information both to the White House, the Department of Justice, in seeking legal authorities, but also to Congress and to the American public.
This report was 5 years in the making. What's gone into it?
A considerable bit has gone into it. It's really kind of astonishing that the oversight committee that's responsible for overseeing the CIA had such a difficult struggle to obtain information about this program. In fact, it didn't actually start until years after the program was already underway because the CIA restricted the amount of information they would give to their congressional overseers. And then once they noticed some discrepancies in what had been reported to them, they attempted to start the investigation. But as you said, it took years. And in the meantime, the CIA did all it could to resist requests for information, number one, and then actually even spied on the congressional staff that was doing the investigation. So it's really quite an achievement on the one hand that even under that resistance, they were able to get a very thorough report completed and produced. But I think it also shows the weakness of oversight, that here we are more than a dozen years after this program that had such miserable consequences was initiated, we're only now getting to see the details of it.
And what would you say the most significant details are?
From my mind, I'm very focused on government accountability, so the fact that there was so much misinformation being provided by the CIA to those responsible for ensuring the legality of the program and those responsible for ensuring that the program was run in an appropriate manner in Congress is really problematic because, of course, oversight doesn't work and our legal system can't work if the government actually lies about what's happening. So that's certainly problematic. Certainly the details and the extent of the brutality involved tend to undermine a lot of the previous statements coming out of CIA about how narrowly tailored and clinical this program was operated. But, you know, in my mind, torture is torture, and levels of torture I don't think are really very helpful. I think what's most important is that the legal justification was based on false premises.
In terms of what the CIA is now accountable for, based on this report, what do you think they're looking at in terms of response and maybe changes?
I think there will be significant changes. At least I hope there will be. Hopefully this is an initial opening. I mean, one of the interesting things that I've found doing this work is that once some information comes out, all of a sudden you'll see the CIA declassify more and more information to try to expand the argument and try to make its point, and that tends to create a flood of information coming out because organizations like the American Civil Liberties Union, which I previously worked for, have long been attempting to get information out of the CIA about this program. So every time the agency releases something on its own, it undermines its arguments in the courts to keep that information secret. So I think what we'll see is more and more information coming out, and finally an opportunity for the American public to get a true look at what happened so that we can make sure this never happens again.
And you referenced some of the levels of torture in the report, and it is difficult reading. There's some graphic descriptions of some pretty difficult-to-read things here, some brutal things. Do you think it's important that Americans have access to this information and to understand these details?
I think it is important. I mean, these were activities that were undertaken in our name, and to the extent that we're responsible for what our government does as a democracy, I think it's very critically important that we understand these details and we understand both the how it came to be and who is responsible for it, so they can be held accountable to the greatest degree possible, if nothing else, at least as a political matter and a historical matter.
Now, the report concludes that the CIA's tactics didn't gather useful information to save American lives, something that is being disputed by current and former CIA officials. But do we have a firm answer to that question at the end of the report, do you think?
I think we do. And I think it's something that shouldn't come as a surprise to anyone. In fact, one of the things the report does very well is indicate that there were many people within the CIA and much previous research done about the use of these kinds of techniques and the fact that they tend to produce erroneous information, false information, fabricated information rather than truth. And to the extent that they sometimes produce true information, that makes it very difficult when so much information is flawed for the agency to then decide what is true and what isn't. So even if you took away the legal and moral arguments, the lack of effectiveness, I think, should have, and there were many people within the CIA telling them that this was ineffective, both that it would be and then as it was proceeding that it was ineffective, and yet that information was sanitized from reports that were pushed up the chain of command.
Would you say that this release of this report indicates from the United States an anti-torture stance moving on forward, or does it leave the door open for more interpretation, more discussion?
Hopefully it is a closed door. Unfortunately, there certainly are opportunities for slippage, and one of the areas that we've long been concerned about is this area of proxy detention, where the U.S. government has sort of left, as you say, a door open where interrogations are happening under the request of the U.S. government, but actually under the control of a foreign government. And, of course, in many of the places where the U.S. is engaged militarily, there is little or no government authority. So sometimes that government control is in name only, and if the U.S. is engaging in these proxy detentions and feels that it is not responsible for the treatment of the detainees in that detention, that certainly opens the door to abuse.
One question about this report has been whether it heightens the risk of violence, retaliation, anything along those lines for U.S. interests abroad, service people, diplomats. Do you see this as being a serious risk for the United States?
I think Senator John McCain's statement on this was exactly right. First, that the people who have been involved in anti-U.S. violence around the world don't need much of an excuse. And second, this is not new to them. The people that were victims of the CIA torture program weren't in the dark about that. They knew about it. You know, this was really being kept secret just from the American public. So this is nothing new to anyone around the world. And, like Senator McCain said, it might not be surprising that some terrorist or other anti the person who doesn't like the United States would cling to this as an excuse, but that's been happening for many years now. Right? This, none of this has been secret, and really my question to the CIA is that was entirely predictable and should have been part of the risk management that was put in place when they decided to do this program in the first place. So they should have foreseen this consequence and therefore not engaged in this type of activity to avoid that kind of security concern.
Mike, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
We've been speaking to Mike German. He is a fellow with the Brennan Center for Justice, Liberty, and National Security Program and a former FBI agent.